6 to 9 months, Anthropic's warning on America's razor-thin AI lead over China. Anthropic's national security policy head told the Aspen Security Forum that the United States leads China by approximately 6 to 9 months in frontier AI development. Not years, not a generation. 6 to 9 months, a margin that for a technology increasingly compared to nuclear capability and its national security implications, represents an almost uncomfortably narrow buffer. The warning carries particular weight precisely because it came from within a leading American AI company, an institution with every incentive to emphasize American strength. JP Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon flagged broad access to Anthropic's Mythos model as a real issue, invoking the concept of dual-use capability. The same model that can accelerate drug research or optimize supply chains can, in the wrong hands, assist in genuinely dangerous activities. The concern points toward a regulatory gap that antitrust law, grounded in the Sherman Act's focus on market competition and exclusionary conduct, is not designed to address. Managing the national security implications of broadly distributed AI capability is a distinct policy problem from preventing monopolization, and the legal infrastructure for it does not yet exist in coherent form. Anthropic has responded to misuse concerns partly by hiring weapons experts, specialists in explosives, biological threats, and related domains, to red team its models against adversarial scenarios. EU lawmakers, however, rebuked the company for sending a junior staffer rather than senior leadership to an AI safety hearing, signaling that governance pressure on frontier AI firms is intensifying on multiple fronts simultaneously. The adversarial AI landscape is already operational, not theoretical. Trend Micro researchers documented a Russian-speaking threat actor using a jailbroken version of Google's Gemini CLI to run criminal infrastructure, with AI handling 89% of the operational work. OpenAI's GPT Red, an automated red teaming system that uses self-play to identify prompt injection vulnerabilities at scale, represents one response to exactly this kind of threat. The Gemini botnet case demonstrates why such investment is urgent. Safety measures already deployed in production systems can be circumvented with documented criminal consequences.